This is an analysis of F. Scott Fitzgerald's Tender is the Night, pages 284 to 286. I feel like this scene crystallizes, rather painfully, the changes and transformations that have been developing up to this point, and is an important turning point for Dick's world. It captures a moment for Nicole, where after 6 years of marriage and a decade of adoration, dependence, and idolization of Dick, she suddenly steps out of that cocoon. There's an exact moment where her feelings toward him, toward seeing him fail at aquaplaning, change from panic suddenly to contempt. A moment before, she had felt the sweat glands of her forehead open as she strained with him. What sparked her shift in perception? The timing did not coincide with him actually falling off the board. Was it Dick's apparently complete indifference and lack of emotion at his failure, as she saw him floating exhausted and expressionless, that sparked her change? Is it Dick's failures, or his reaction to them, that is driving Nicole away? And is Dick's identity changing because of his gradual deterioration, or is it his deterioration a manifestation of a change in personality that happened first? As Dick suggests when he says to Rosemary, the change came a long way back, but at first it didn't show. The manner remains intact for some time after the morale cracks. The scene on the beach, much more than the scene on the speedboat, seems to me a really awful and unmistakable reflection of how Dick has become broken. Dick's actions and dialogue in the scene are incredibly bitter, brutally honest, and remind me of someone who feels like he has absolutely nothing left to lose. I mean, looking at it, this scene is incredibly painful for him. He's here with the two loves of his life, Rosemary and Nicole, women who have in the past idolized him and more than provided him with the feeling of being both loved and heroic. Two things that are repeatedly referenced throughout the book as things his psyche has an incredibly basic need for. And now, these women who had provided something so important to him. Well, one is annoyed by everything he does, and the other, in her spurts of enthusiasm and her huge effort to be tactful, reveal that her emotions concerning Dick now mostly involve pity. And then, Mary North, a person for whom Dick can't help having an old interior laughter, and whom is painted by Fitzgerald as shallow, pretentious, and immature, has been elevated to a social status where she feels like she's too good to even talk to the divers. So how does honesty play into this scene? Rosemary awkwardly and energetically makes an effort to paint a lighthearted scene between old friends, obviously aware of Dick's deterioration, but stubbornly refusing to acknowledge it, going so far as to say, "I just heard you changed, and I'm glad to see with my own eyes it's not true." I see her as avoiding truth in speech, but not actually deluding herself in thought. Dick is almost physically unable to play along with Rosemary, showing an absolute inability to lie to himself, out loud or in his head, displaying almost contempt for Rosemary's attempt at lightheartedness. But is Dick's honesty constructive? Is it too harsh? It makes me wonder how much his inability to paint himself in a more positive light, the way Mary North does of herself, contributes to his decline. How does his offensive honesty now contrast with the Dick Diver of Book One, who was able to bring out the best in everyone effortlessly, but concealed the truths behind how heavy a burden he and Nicole's tumultuous relationship was? Taking into account Mary North's self-delusion, Rosemary's polite dishonesty, Dick's former self and Dick's self now, and then their respective levels of success in society, Fitzgerald really seems to be trying to say something in the scene about the role of truth in life, and how much value truth actually has. But is there more to it than that? How are intelligence, honesty, material success, and emotional happiness tied together as themes in this book?